Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of Life is No Coincidence, The Life and Afterlife Connection. And with us today is special guest Susan Taylor Shire, author of Soul Reunion, The Return Home from Separation. Soul Reunion is Ms. Shire's newest book in her trilogy, which also includes Soul Mastery and Soul Radiance. Susan is an intuitive counselor trained as a psychotherapist and has been featured on national television and radio shows across the country, helping people focus on how to enhance and have a clearer vision of the connection between the heart and soul in order to recognize their personal soul journey and reach their potential destiny. Hello, Susan.
Hi, Cheryl. Great to be with you. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Well,
it sounded like a great person, I must say. I wrote that.
Well, Susan, as listeners of Healing From Within know, a basic theme running throughout each show is a need for a greater awareness of each person's individual search for the reason why we're having a physical life. And I believe when we finally realize everything is energy, and we realize we are receiving and transmitting energy from our thoughts and actions, which is either creating positive or negative situations, we then can learn about our inner soul needs, and we can improve the quality of our outer physical lives. So by accomplishing self-mastery of emotions, we can have a healthier and more prosperous life journey, and we can eliminate restrictions, conflict, and hopefully suffering. In today's episode, Susan and I will discuss ways to recognize and correct health and relationship misconceptions or problems created when there is a disconnection to the powerful universal energy force. We will try to offer new ways to connect to our innate inner intelligence and our soul wisdom in order to create a more powerful physical, emotional, and spiritual life. Susan, can you tell us something about your earlier life, your training, and any influential forces or people in your personal and individual search for a better understanding of your inner soul being?
I'd love to do that, Cheryl. Thank you for asking. So what I came to back when I was a college student, it was 1972, and I discovered a spiritual community that I wanted to be a part of, and I'm so glad that I was, because it took me out of the normal so-called situation of just having 2.5 kids and a house in the burbs and whatever else we do in America to prove that we are somebody. And it took me on my spiritual journey, because it was amazing to live. There were 150 people together in Colorado, and it was an international organization. And it helped me to live with like-minded people who were not necessarily holding the same dogma, but a sense of there's so much more to life than what we've known. And it raised the bar for me about what is possible in life and how I really want to live. And then when it was time to leave the community, I started taking courses on how to bring in my psychological training and my spiritual connection together, and how to be able to bridge them so I could help people live what I call a soul-directed life. And it's been an amazing journey.
Well, Susan, I think you're so, so very fortunate to have started at that time. I know at that time in college, I was studying philosophy and education, and I did take some religion classes too, but I was closed down to my soul destiny at that point, and very much interested in business and the physical world and doing what was expected of me to have those two. Well, I had two children and a home in the suburbs. But it was, I think, in my early 40s when I had an awakening and a realization that there was much more to what I needed to experience and share with people than I was. And that was the opening to my spiritual journey. But when I deal, I'm a Reiki practitioner, and when I have young people come to me and I work with them with the readings that I get, the messages from higher energy and the healing energy, I am so thrilled that they will have more time to appreciate and to work with these wonderful thoughts of both our physical and spiritual life. And I'm just thrilled to be able to have young people awaken quicker than I did. So you just said you did, and that's a great, great gift and a great blessing for you.
It has been a great blessing. It means that I've had to travel a long way, so to speak, in my inner journey to get where I am, because I feel like I had to start early to catch up.
Well, when I started, I also thought I have to work very hard to make up for lost time. But you know the process, but it doesn't really matter. The process and the time, there's plenty of time. There's so much time. We're eternal souls, and this is only one part of our journey. So it's wonderful whenever we have this understanding and inspiration to develop ourselves fully.
Now, Susan, agree.
Susan, yes, what inspired you to write Soul Reunion, The Return Home from Separation?
Well, it was the third book of my trilogy, which was really fun to write. But I believe my inspiration was this realization that I've had for a long time, it feels like, that the only wound is the wound of separation, and the only thing we really have to heal is the wound of separation, because we seem to have spent in the last 20, 30 years particularly, a lot of time, a lot of people have spent a lot of time in therapy. Mm-hmm. And I'm trained as a psychotherapist. I think it's fabulous, and I knew and know that it's got to be much faster. And the only thing we're really suffering from is really a sense of lack of connection, whether it's a physical ailment of cancer, which I've worked with a lot, or it's an emotional issue of fear or helplessness or depression. Any of those factors in our lives are actually oriented by a sense of lack of connection to the very life force that feeds us in whatever way it is, emotionally or physically. So what I realized was it's time to write about this, put this down, and recognize not only do I talk about, you know, the fact that the only wound is the wound of separation, but that our greatest longing is the longing to be united with spirit. And as we are united again, reunited with spirit in the various places in our life where we've been disconnected, when we are reunited with that spirit, then it takes care of these seemingly monumental issues in our life much more easily than having to work at them, clear them, work them, you name it. It's
called, you know, Susan,
dissolves.
Yeah. Susan, when I work with people, very often they will tell me they're missing something. They're lonely. They don't have the job they want. They don't have the relationship they want. And I refer to the universal law of energy and the law of attraction, mm-hmm. and let them know this loneliness is this disconnection from where we come from, the energy that we're all part of and interrelated to, and that they simply need to find more joy in themselves and growing themselves and evolving and expanding and putting out the intentions and effort. It's not just the intention to be more of what they want to be, and they'll have greater satisfaction and possibly those other things they think they desire, maybe they want it, but maybe it's not needed for their soul journey, will come in. And love comes in from so many different sources. So if we limit ourselves to thinking we can only be happy in one relationship or one type of job situation or home situation, we're actually limiting ourselves, and we don't often see that it's coming in so many different ways and from different sources. Now, how Susan, how does your approach to handling this wounding or separation from spirit which is a closing off, a clearing. We actually want to help people clear their fears and their doubts and their self-sabotaging mechanisms. So how does your approach work to help people begin?
How it works is I help people with what I call any of their longings, whether it's for a relationship or job or money or health, any of that. I see that as, let's look at it from a spiritual standpoint. What are the qualities of spirit that you're really longing for when you say you long for the relationship, the job, the whatever it is? There's nothing wrong with the longing. Let's look at the qualities of spirit you're really longing for. Then what we're going to do is I take people on a little guided meditation to connect them with those qualities of spirit that they're longing for. And often, you know, you can get lots of ahas even before you get to the space that feels like it's of your soul essence. But once you get in touch with the soul essence that you're really looking for, the quality of spirit you're really looking for, and bring that in and breathe that into your life, then you dissolve the place of lack and limitation that you've been holding, which makes you feel like you can't have what's so important to you. Because the biggest... that's my phone. The biggest piece that happens for people is the overlay of helplessness and powerlessness that they add on top of, I want this, and then the feeling is, but there's nothing I can do about getting it. And then you really go into a hole.
Yeah. You use a very important word there, powerlessness. And when people are working to empower themselves, it is to find the quality that's important for themselves to go forward and to make this reconnection. And they have to often learn that everyone's on this journey and at a different level of understanding. So we have to be kind to everyone, but it doesn't mean we have to ascribe to other people's viewpoints or vision. We need our own perception, and we need to hold on to our own inner strength and our faith. It's as simple as just trusting that you have the right answer, and not for yourself, that is, and not allowing anyone to take away from you these important concepts which feed your energy and your connection to spirit, which ultimately feeds your soul purpose, which is simply, I believe, to have a life where we learn who we are and who are we really, but spiritual beings having a physical life and expanding our own abilities and the talents. Would you agree?
Yes, I very much agree. And our ability to expand those talents is in direct proportion, I have found, to our ability to expand our connection.
Many I would agree.
That connection is just a sort of meditative, now I feel connected. And that's very linear. Our expanded connection is meant to grow and grow and grow and grow all the time, which, like an hourglass, if you can imagine that, the more that you expand in your largeness of connection to spirit, the more resources you will have in order to bring those into what you want to manifest in the physical dimension.
Absolutely.
So,
and you know,
that's how I see it work. Uh-huh.
Yes, yes. And you know, we might discuss for a minute the fact that there are, in a good connection, an understanding of the spiritual laws of energy and the universe, and also the natural laws of man and this physical world. And it's important to understand that they are different. And some of us are more interested in becoming conscious citizens and ascribing to the laws of the universe or universal energy, and to allow the physical world to stand by our side and work with both. But they are very different, and I think that people who are becoming aware of this are better able to have both a spiritual and a physical life. But I want to read a paragraph from your book that explains a lot of this very beautifully.
Great.
So this paragraph begins, "Our consciousness has lost its lighthouse of spirit. in attempting to navigate the complexities of human existence. The fact is, our lives only become complex and stress-filled when our internal compass is not unified with spirit, and this human void of connection to love, which is the essence of our soul life, chooses to select either overprotection or destruction, such as feelings of greed, fear, or manipulation as its guide. What would you say about that? I think that is also
a wound,
the wounds that we're talking about, that everyone feels. Some people choose to deal with this wound by either shutting down and overprotecting themselves from this spiritual sense, or going into the physical arena of these emotions as their guide. So what would you say about that?
Yes, I think what you're saying is very true. There are, we either go on fight or flight, it seems,
mm-hmm.
when we feel ourselves in the wounded space. And we just have not known how to connect with those spiritual resources, because people will say, well, the only way I know how to do something other than fight or flight is to meditate, and it doesn't seem to get me there. And I agree that a lot of meditations don't get a person where they need to go, because just stilling the mind doesn't seem to be satisfactory for a lot of people. A lot of people need to be able to fill their heart with this connection to this internal compass that I speak about, so that there's a sense of home base within our heart, and I call it the sacred heart in the book Soul Reunion. There is a space that is held sacred and always has a resource available for us to work with at any moment. But we have to fill that reservoir, and we have to know how to fill that reservoir so that we are...
What are some ways that our listeners can begin to fill that divine spark or sacred connection to higher energy? What are some ways that they can begin to activate it? Because it's there, but it's quiet. Some people have not found it yet.
That's right. Most people just didn't even know it existed because nobody taught us, and that's okay.
Right. We were never taught.
So we weren't. So one of the ways you can start to access that is to be aware of this space called the sacred heart behind your physical heart that is holding a spaciousness of availability. If you consider anything that you love or appreciate, just right now, take a moment to think of anything that you love or appreciate. And when you fill your sense of self with that, it automatically goes into this little bank. Think of memories of joy. Think of memories of aliveness. Think of memories of a great meal even. It doesn't really matter. Just feel that sense of satisfaction and peacefulness or connection to another person, whatever it is. When you
I'd
feel
like
that,
to give you,
you start to fill
Susan,
your bank.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to give you an example, a very simple example here, so our listeners can you know, have an example to grasp onto.
Sure.
I have a granddaughter, Samantha,
mm-hmm.
and when she's 6 years old now. When she mm-hmm. was 2.5, she was sick with a fever, and I was doing Reiki on her, and I could feel the pain in her head. And I said to her, Samantha, where do you feel the energy? And she said to me, she pointed to her heart and put her hand on her heart and said, I feel it, Grandmama, in my heart. And my heart actually physically moved.
Yes.
And this is the depth of a soul connection of love to another human being, and to an understanding that a small child could have to this connection of the divine energy. And I'm very interested in having parents understand that if they listen to their children, they're going to hear great wisdom, because the children have not disconnected yet. And we need to, as parents and teachers and healers and professional people, to help people, parents, to understand how important it is to help the children maintain this connection so that they will grow stronger and wiser and fulfill their destiny on all levels, spiritual and physical, in their physical life. So then I want to say that I believe what you're saying is soul reunion is the ability to know physical aliveness or capabilities with our inner soul perceptions and all the gifts that we have so we can awaken to the true state of being in life, in love with life itself. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely. You know, that is really what we long for. When we talk about spirituality, I believe it relates to feeling so connected that we have that sense of aliveness coursing through our veins. That's what we really want, to feel that sense of oneness with all of creation and be great creators. At this time in our lives, with all that we're working with and the challenges of the outer world, things are challenging because we're in survival, fight or flight all the time, going, oh my gosh, am I going to make it? Oh my gosh, will I be taken care of? Oh my gosh, will this work for me? Etc. And what I speak about in the book is the fact that there, it's like a simple phrase, a tool that a person can use when they're in a place of feeling distraught, confused, upset, any of that. They can realize, oh my gosh, without connection, I feel fearful. I feel like I need to go on fight mechanism. I feel helpless, all of that. I can turn that around and say, well, with connection, I feel what? And you fill in the blank. You've been in fear and helplessness, and then you go, oh, with connection, I can feel a possibility that life is on my side. Well, however you would fill that in instead of feeling so helpless.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's remarkable how simple it can be to just change our perspective by a couple of little words and how we look at things. And we can see that there really is, in any moment, a possibility of going to that place of connection. It always exists. We just have to declare that that matters to us.
And I think in the book you also mentioned, Susan, that it's not only our thoughts and changing our thoughts, but it's changing our inner soul connections to higher energy and to each other that ultimately brings us this peace and this sense of we can't do anything wrong. There is really no failure. There are just experiences and new ways of learning how to view ourselves in the world. And you also mentioned that when we focus our attention on someone or something outside of our primary relationship to our divine inner essence, or our own need for personal expansion, we ask that person or belief system to play God to us. And this could be a person, a religion, a political system, or any perceived outside source of power. So then we have separated from our own divine source and its guidance. But as all people are looking for love and acceptance, how can you suggest we have authentic relationships and still maintain our own personal sense of self and purpose?
Wonderful, wonderful area to touch into. I have a whole chapter in the book as it relates to the heart, the sacred heart, and I talk about things like the felt experience of love, being able to stay open in our heart and be in love and commune in love, all the things that we want to have in our experience, how to create from love first. And then we're able to create with others from that place in a way that isn't so demanding, hurtful, you name it.
I know. And you also describe a sense of knowing. And a sense of knowing is a sense of going beyond belief systems and other people's
right.
thoughts to feel what you're just describing here. This knowing is this connection to your inner heart being. And with that fear, pain and sorrow just melts away, and we can accept, we can have forgiveness, we can have abundance in our life, we can have love, and we can have peace, which I think many, many people in the course of their life are seeking, but they don't think it's possible because they think the physical world is just too stressful. But in this sense of knowing, they can take themselves to another level. And I would like to thank you, Susan Taylor Shire, for sharing mm-hmm. your thoughts on Soul Reunion. And for more information about Susan and her work, please go to soulmastery.net. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, I would like to read a quote from Susan's book, which states very simply what has been for a long time my own view and need to deepen the love within myself and share with others, and to have them, as I do, feel it come from every pore of our physical and soul being to light the way for others. And this quote is, "Every breath is an intimate romance with all that is beloved. I believe when you reunite and know your own divine empowered soul and its interconnectedness to the universal energy and pulse of evolution, the wisdom of that quote becomes clear. It is our source of love and our joy in life, expressed in every kind thought and heart connection that leads us home to our beginning. And by recognizing the deeper part of our being, which gives us the dreams and desires to refine our inner essence and to move in alignment with our physical mind or ego, that we realize the many resources available to us and know that we are never alone, but dancing with divine guidance and souls throughout the universe, finding our power within and applying it to our every action, word, and thought helps manifest a beautiful life experience here and now, and we will, I believe, carry all that we are and all that we are becoming into the future as conscious and conscientious citizens of the universe. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing from Within and author of Life is No Coincidence, available on Amazon.com, and please go to CherylGlick.com to learn more about energy healing, mediumship, and higher consciousness, and to hear leaders in the field on the radio page of my website. I look forward to sharing my next book, Whispers from Spirit, Transforming Your Life with Energy Healing Wisdom, in 2012.